This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are once again, for the second time in a year, which is awesome, at Rogers Campground, the arguably most beautiful place I've seen in New Hampshire. And I'm Ian.
And I'm Daryl.
So we're here at our Libertarian Party outreach booth, just general Liberty outreach booth. We've got this set up. We actually had a booth set up here last year, but the difference is that we're actually going to be recording the show from said booth.
Yes, rather. And we're also doing the Operation Politically Homeless at the booth, which is something that we have not done previously.
Why don't you describe for our listeners, we can talk more about the event here. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, fourth year. It was used to be called Hemp Fest. It's now the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. I like the name better. But what is an Operation Politically Homeless booth? Because we didn't do Operation Politically Homeless last year. We just did like Bitcoin outreach and general Liberty outreach. But what is it?
So Operation Politically Homeless is, as far as I'm aware, something that was created by the Advocates for Self-Government. And I don't know exactly when they came up with this thing, but they take the Nolan chart, which I'm sure a lot of people have probably heard of.
People who are libertarians, maybe.
It's a diamond-shaped chart where most people think, oh, there's left and right. Well, no, there's actually, you know, a lot of different things other than just left and right. So if you look at the political spectrum as a diamond shape, and at the top you have absolute freedom, at the bottom you have absolute tyranny, you know, think North Korea, Cuba, horrible places like that. Those would be down at the bottom of the diamond. And then all the way to the right, you would have what would be considered as conservative, which would be fairly high economic freedom, but not so much personal freedom. Mm-hmm. To where, think of when most people think of conservative, they think of, the religious right of the people. Well, you can't do that because it's against my religion.
Right.
And so they want to legislate that. So, not a lot of personal freedoms, but you get to keep your money. And on the left side, you can do a lot of things, but we're going to take a bunch of your money and redistribute it as, we see fit because we know better than you. But if you think that you should be allowed to keep your money and do what you want, as long as you're not causing unjust harm to another person, you'd be at the top of the diamond in the libertarian sphere.
Yeah, and so this is something the Advocates for Self-Government came up with, I don't know, a few decades ago. It's been around for a while, because I remember I did Operation Politically Homeless booths back when I lived in Florida. And that, I left Florida in 2006. I started doing booths in the year 2000. So, I mean,
right.
I've had, more than a decade and a half's experience doing this. But I haven't actually done Operation Politically Homeless, this specific type of outreach, since I lived in Florida. I used to have the kit. So we got the full kit here. We've got not just the quiz that anybody can take right now online over at quiz.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to the Advocate site, and you can try it out. You can see what it's like. It's a real short 10-question quiz, super easy to go through. And so we got the big poster version of that chart that you talked about. We've got little dots, little colored adhesive dots.
Yes.
And you've laminated the chart. It's up on an easel. And then so people are going to come by. The event is going to kick off. We're recording this actually on Thursday, so we're here as sort of the vendors are getting set up.
The pre-show, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. And so the event's going to kick off. We're going to have all kinds of people coming by. We're on one of the prime aisles here as far as, like, vending and that kind of thing. And so, people are going to come up, and we're going to ask them, where are you at on the political spectrum? And people are going to have preconceived notions about that, as you pointed out.
Yep.
People think they're left or they're right.
And part of the Operation Politically Homeless also comes with some pre-printed sheets that have sort of a starter question. So some of them just say, political opinion survey.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I have on the table says, does the government do a good job?
Right. Now, that's going to probably find us more libertarians as far as how people answer that question. But it's going to be interesting to see how the, you know, the chart ends up. Because, again, everybody gets a little adhesive sticker. So once they're done taking the quiz, they can put their initials on it, for instance, or whatever. And then they put it up on the chart. And that way they can compare where they were at compared to where the other people who've taken the quiz so far at the festival were at. So far, we literally just set up the booth. It's Thursday afternoon as we're recording this, the beginning segments for Friday. Show and so nobody's come by. We haven't had a chance to really stop and talk to anybody yet. We literally just finished setting up the
booth. And there's not that many people here right now, and the people that are here are also setting up their vendor site.
Yeah, everybody's pretty busy at the moment, but it's already seen some friendly faces, some folks we recognize from last year. And Free Talk Live was here when this was Hemp Fest, which was the old name of this event, and there were three Hemp Fests. The third one happened at Rogers Campground last year for the first time, and obviously everybody had such a great time because it's such an amazing location that they came back. So it's, I'm really glad they came back because there really is no better camping venue in New Hampshire than Rogers Campground, and this is the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. So they rebranded. The event is now focused a little wider instead of just Hemp Fest, which, look, there wasn't a whole lot of hemp that I saw around here last year. There sure was a lot of cannabis.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
In all of its forms, and I expect we're going to see more of that this weekend. And we'll, of course, bring you interviews with various different people in the cannabis legalization world. Of course, the big news out of New Hampshire over throughout the last year is cannabis decriminalization that is coming into play in about 3 weeks.
I will nitpick and say something they're calling decriminalization because what they passed still allows for criminal penalties even for the people with those quote-unquote small amounts of marijuana.
If you get popped a third time in 3 years, or fourth time, I think it's so. If you the fourth arrest that you get, or the fourth pop that you get bust for cannabis, is an arrest or can be an arrest and can be a misdemeanor.
Well,
be a misdemeanor.
First one can be an arrest.
Sure, if
then they can
cooperate.
Arrest you and then try to figure out if you've had previous charges.
That's true, but generally they're supposed to ticket. So generally for the first three arrests in the 3 years, they're supposed to issue you a ticket, and it's supposed to be not a misdemeanor. It's just a $100 fine on the first one, and then it goes up to $300, I think, on the second.
Right, so it steps up, and you know each subsequent offense is a worse penalty than the previous.
Right, which we're not fans of. We argued against these restrictions when we went and testified, of course, you with Liberty Lobby LLC, libertylobby.info, which is where folks can go to learn more about that.
Yeah.
We spoke against this, but it's, you know, this is the political process. It is a slow, arduous, brutally difficult thing to get through, and it's been years in the making to just have this little bit of decriminalization or whatever you want to call this, reduced penalization.
One thing that is definitely a huge step forward, and I don't think has been talked about near enough, is the expansion of the therapeutic cannabis program.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
To where people with chronic pain now qualify for therapeutic cannabis without needing to have a diagnosis of a certain, one of the limited number of diseases.
Right, so it doesn't matter if they're getting chronic pain from some approved disease that was on the list before.
Correct.
Or chronic pain from some other thing that the bureaucrats or the politicians didn't think to list.
Correct. And then there have also been some other tweaks of the language to where previously, and I forget if the new language that I'm talking about goes into effect in like 3 days or if it took effect a week ago, because there were a couple of bills that passed and got signed within a couple of days of one another. And so, the effect date is slightly off. But there was a tweak to where the old language said, here's the list of things, or if you have an injury that causes, or not injury, a condition that causes daily symptoms of, and then stuff from the list of symptoms, but it did not allow for, let's say you had a minor injury that might not cause you daily challenges. And there are a lot of things to where doctors will prescribe medication, take as needed.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk more from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. There's a lot to cover here this weekend, and it's just getting started. There's going to be a ton of music. We'll tell you more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the second time we've ever been at the Cannabis Freedom Festival, which was formerly known as Hemp Fest. And I like the rebranding. Beautiful location, as always. We're back at Rogers Campground for the second time this year. This is the second year that I get to go to Rogers twice in a year. So very, very cool. Beautiful weather right now. I would say about 70 degrees would be my guess. When we were driving up here, it was like 75 in southern New Hampshire, and it was about 70 according to the car external thermometer. So it's just a beautiful day. The sun is out. And there were some possible rain clouds in the sky, but that has not yet come to fruition, and it looks pretty clear right now.
Good.
There's going to be plenty of chance for you to come out here this weekend, by the way. It's, as I say, Rogers Campground. The tickets, I believe they are, I don't know if they're going to still offer the discounted Bitcoin tickets at the door. I know that they were doing discounted Bitcoin tickets in advance. We will find that out and let you know. But, of course, day passes are available. So even if you're saying to yourself, okay, well, I can't make it up Friday, I can't make it up Saturday, come up Sunday. It's a full day of music here on Sunday at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It's music all weekend, so even if you can just come up for one day, you're going to enjoy some great live bands and every now and then the occasional speaker. So I know the gubernatorial candidate for the Libertarian Party here, Jaletta Jarvis, is expected up here to speak on Sunday. So there's going to be some speechifying, but 99 or 90% or somewhere in that range of what happens on stage is all live musical performances. So if you love live music, you love different genres. I mean, it seemed like mostly rock to me last year, but you know, there was definitely some hip hop sound and stuff coming out of there as well.
Yep, and when we had Rick Nia on the show last Thursday, he said that apparently they're grouping the bands to where each day sort of has a specific genre instead of just, you know, like throwing various acts after one another.
Okay.
I forget, you know, exactly what the thing was, but there's one day where it's rock and another day is something else.
Yeah, it's really an excellent event, and last year the stage was impressive to me. They had some really good lighting effects, and the definitely some pros running the sound and the lights, which were fantastic. So I was really impressed. I mean, I didn't expect a whole lot out of northern, you know, middle of nowhere New Hampshire,
right,
but I was pleasantly surprised by the quality of the presentation, the quality of the sound as well. So they're getting the stage set up right now in the background where we are, down in the bowl or whatever you want to call it, for the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. NHCannaFest.com is where you can go to learn more about what's happening here this weekend, list of bands, and what to expect. You should come out and join us. We'll look forward to seeing you here as we're broadcasting from the Libertarian Party outreach booth tent. You were talking about some of the medical cannabis reform that hasn't gotten the same level of coverage as the so-called decrim bill that passed this year, but this is also really good news because you were explaining, Daryl, that it expands the qualifications for somebody to get a medical cannabis card.
Right. So the current wording is that the person has to have a condition that causes daily problems. And those problems have to be from the list of here's the symptoms. And this expands it to basically anybody that has a condition that's not listed or an injury that causes them problems, and then they have some of the side effects. So the way the thing works is you have to have something from column A, which is a specific diagnosis, something from column B, which is a specific symptom or set of symptoms, or now you can have, you know, those or PTSD or chronic pain. So it expands it a little bit and, you know, it sort of puts the decision into the hands of the doctor.
About
instead
time.
Of, you know, wholly within the bureaucrat's hands, although I don't really know if you could consider the legislature to be bureaucrats.
But there's the Department of Health and Human Services that is administering the program.
Right. And again, you know, the way when it was originally adopted, there was supposed to be a procedure to where the Secretary of Health and Human Services could wind up making case-by-case decisions that was supposed to apply across the board to whatever the condition was. But no, we're deciding that this is case by case. So there's the guy, and I forget his name, and I forget what the disease he has, but he's one of like four people on the federal marijuana, medical marijuana program.
Mm-hmm.
If he were in New Hampshire, he previously would not have qualified for therapeutic cannabis in New Hampshire, even though he qualifies for this limited federal program.
The one that they put like eight people on and like half of them are dead.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason half of them are dead is because they stopped adding patients to it in like 1992.
Right.
So, you know, just because he got grandfathered into the program when it got defunded, but he previously would not qualify to be a medical patient in New Hampshire.
Now he will, once this actually winds up taking effect.
If he lived here. That's what I'm saying. You know, if he lived here, then he would now qualify, or at least in a couple of days he will.
Right, right. So big news. So not just the minor decrim or whatever you want to call it, but
right.
I get what you're saying, that the decrim isn't really full on decriminalization.
Correct.
But what do you call it? I mean, reduced penalties on cannabis. I mean,
that's probably the best term.
Okay,
reduced penalties for the first two or three offenses.
First three busts in 3 years.
Right. And, you know, when I'm talking about the expansions to the medical program, there are still some expansions that need to happen. So the "and" that says you have to have something from column A,
mm-hmm,
and something from column B, that "and" should be an "or."
So there's still more tweaks.
You know, it should be completely in the hands of the, if there's going to be a medical program, and I'm not convinced that, you know, there's a requirement that we have a medical program. But
no, well, we should end prohibition entirely and forget about all that.
I'm just saying, you know, like in the reality that we currently live, if the medical program is to continue, it should be completely up to a doctor to prescribe something.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, again, it's the political process, as you know, over libertylobby.info, your pro-liberty lobbying firm, crowdfunded pro-liberty lobbying firm. You know that these are slow things. And people need to understand that even here in New Hampshire, the so-called live free or die state, even in this place where there is so much freedom already, I mean, compared to the other states, there's a lot more freedom in New Hampshire. And there is this movement of libertarians, this migration, this New Hampshire freedom migration that's going on, where libertarians are coming here from all across the world, across the United States, and they're focusing their efforts here. Even with all of that, you know, and we only have a couple thousand people who have migrated so far within the last decade or so, and there's more coming. But even with all the great activists we have here, it's still a brutally slow process. I think some people move here thinking they're going to be able to just, you know, go and talk to some politicians and change the system or do some civil disobedience and, you know, end the state. And I'm sorry, but it's going to take a long time. This is a lifetime journey. It's a lifetime project that involves changing people's hearts and minds, and that's a, you know, it's a tough thing to do. It takes a lot of effort, but at the very least, we've gotten the ball rolling here in New Hampshire, and not just on cannabis, on a huge variety of issues. Cannabis is just one of a myriad of issues that we've seen progress on here so far just this year.
Right.
And we can go through a list. In fact, you made an exhaustive list that you posted over at libertylobby.info this summer. We're going to continue here from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It's Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival on day number one of what is going to be an awesome cannabis fest, just as it was, I'm sure, last year, because we're back at Rogers Campground, and how could it not be really fantastic? Music is going to be wall-to-wall throughout the weekend. A little bit later on, you're probably going to be hearing it in the background constantly. Right now, we're recording this as things are a little quiet here, and the vendors are getting set up at Rogers Campground. It's happening throughout the weekend, Friday through Sunday. You can join us. Go to nhcannafest.com to learn more about it, nhcannafest.com. And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by bitcoin.com. If you've been thinking about getting into Bitcoin mining, well, bitcoin.com makes it easy for you. The only difficult part is having to choose which Bitcoin you want to mine. Now, I guess you could do a contract for each one if you wanted to, but you go to pool.bitcoin.com. There's the original Bitcoin, and then now there's now this new Bitcoin Cash, which I don't think I've checked today, but as of last night, Bitcoin Cash had regained the lead as the most profitable Bitcoin to mine.
Well, over the last couple of days, it's been flipping back and forth. It's, you know, relatively close.
It was close, and so it's been fascinating to watch it. You get to decide over at pool.bitcoin.com which of them you want to mine. And, you know, some are going to do it for ideological reasons because they believe in one over the other. But most people, they're just going to want to mine whichever one is the most profitable. So you go to pool.bitcoin.com. You don't have to worry about any of the hassles with the equipment or knowing what you're doing as far as servers and, you know, installations and all that or upgrades. They take care of all that for you. You just put some Bitcoin in as an investment. you calculate what you might make on their little handy calculator that they have there, and then you just let it do its thing. You don't have to do anything else from that point forward, except, you know, collect whatever comes in. It is currently, as we are recording this, 12.8% more profitable to mine on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain. So it's up to you which one you want to mine on over at pool.bitcoin.com. So Daryl and Ian, by the way, I'm Ian, he's Daryl. We are here at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, and we were just talking about libertylobby.info, which is your lobbying firm, crowdfunded lobbying firm that has really kind of hit the ground running this year, bringing the ideas of liberty as a lobbyist into the State House. Because there have been people who've been going there for years and testifying, as we've done a myriad of times. But you're doing it as your job now.
Right.
And listeners of ours are getting behind you over at libertylobby.info. And you put together a nice summary of some of the victories, smaller and larger, that have happened this year. What would you highlight for somebody out there who's maybe thinking, well, is this New Hampshire Liberty thing really a real thing? Is this really, are you guys really making a difference there?
Oh, we're really making a difference. And I know we talked at length about the Bitcoin protection bill that wound up getting passed and signed this year. And that's something that, you know, was a couple years in the making. And I had, you know, fairly lengthy write-up about that, also available at libertylobby.info. So I would say that's, you know, like the number one success that I am happy about is that Bitcoin protection bill. The second one, and this sounds weird to a lot of people, is the electric grill deregulation bill. And you're giggling because you know what I'm talking about. But this is a bill that would not have passed in its final form had I not testified.
Wow.
And I know this because one of the senators told me, I introduced this amendment after your testimony. So, apparently at some point, the New Hampshire fire chief made a determination that an electric grill, if used outside, should be considered an open flame. Now, when I think electric grills, I'm thinking George Foreman grill.
Sure.
Well, you take that outside up, all of a sudden, open flame. No, that's not an open flame. So somebody in the State House, one of the 400 representatives, caught wind of this decision by the fire chief and put in a bill to what they were hoping to do was deregulate electric grills. And the bill, the first sentence said, electric grills certified by Underwriters Laboratory are not open flames in accordance with the fire code, as long as, and then they had a whole long list of things that you needed to do with your electric grill in order for it to not be considered an open flame. One of them was to keep it clean. Another one was to have a fire extinguisher with the grill. One of the others was if it's connected to an extension cord, the cord cannot run through a door or a window. And so I testified and said, your bill is too long. If you really want to remove this restriction, end the sentence or end the bill after is not an open flame in accordance with the fire code.
Mm-hmm.
Because who's going to ensure that the electric grill is clean? Does that then allow the code enforcers to come check on people's electric grills? Does it allow the fire chief of every municipality to go look at people's electric grills that they might take on to their porch?
Yeah, this is crazy.
How large does the fire extinguisher need to be? Does it need to be physically attached? If I take my George Foreman grill onto my porch, then it's now an open flame if I don't have a fire extinguisher next to it.
Yeah.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Sure is.
And so one of the senators introduced an amendment to shorten the bill to just say that electric grills certified by Underwriters Laboratory are not open flames in accordance with the fire code. And now something that I did not catch when I testified was that part about certified by Underwriters Laboratory. There was another senator that introduced a floor amendment on the floor of the Senate when they were discussing this to remove the requirement that the grill be certified by Underwriters Laboratory to allow any electric grill certified by any entity to be exempt from this open flame requirement. And again, this is a bill that I know would not have passed in its final form had I not testified. So that's the one, other than the Bitcoin protection bill, that's the bill that I am the happiest about getting passed.
And it's a feather in your cap as well,
right,
for Liberty Lobby. You did identify a number of different items where you know for sure you had an influence.
Yes. And there are also some really horrible bills that I wound up helping get killed.
Nice.
So some bills that would have given the state government more control over political parties wound up dying. Largely, I'm fairly convinced, largely because of my testimony of, well, no, there have been federal court rulings saying you can't do this, and also, you know, this would greatly hinder the Libertarian Party, which is now ballot qualified in New Hampshire. And, you know, if you want a lawsuit, then, you know, go ahead, but, you know, you probably don't.
Yeah, they didn't do so well on the ballot selfie lawsuit, which I believe they lost at the federal level.
They did lose at the federal level, and because that bill was retained, meaning that they didn't vote to kill the bill, they also didn't vote to pass the bill, so they said, we're going to hold it over until next year. Whenever they reconvene in January, they'll be able to ultimately wind up passing the bill to remove the language, making it an offense to take a picture of your ballot.
So also in legislative victory land, firecrackers now legal,
yes,
in New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire's always been a fireworks destination in,
yes,
New England, in that people from surrounding states where there's serious restrictions on fireworks,
yep,
of all sorts will travel up, and Maine for a while as well. Maine used to have signs when you'd go into Maine warning you that fireworks are illegal. I think they've changed their laws somewhat in Maine since that time, but that was only a decade ago.
Right.
Anyway, people will come in, they'll go to the fireworks stores here, and smuggle them back into the surrounding states.
Yep.
So now you can get firecrackers. That was legalized this year.
There have also been some expansions on local wineries to allow wineries.
The tasting room, right?
Tasting room, right. So currently, or rather previously, because I forget the exact effect date of these, but the old law was if you have a winery, you can sell and have a tasting room at the place where you make the wine.
But this allows one
this
more.
This allows, right, one additional facility.
We are going to continue. We got a lot more to come from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. And you can, of course, come out here and join us. The weather has been fantastic so far. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival at the Libertarian Party General Liberty Outreach booth, but we're also doing the Operation Politically Homeless here. We're going to be introducing the, let's call them hippies, at the Cannabis Freedom Festival, although there's a variety of types of folks who will, right, who will come up to these events, introducing them to the ideas of liberty. We've got all kinds of cool flyers and Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVDs. Peace flags, which I forgot to bring last year for sale, so maybe we'll actually sell a few peace flags this year. Maybe I brought like one, but anyway, so we look forward to having you come out and see us. If you're in New England, then it's worth the drive to come all the way up to Rogers Campground for the last time this year. We're ringing out the summer. So we were here for the very beginning of summer, right before, you know, June 21st, right around when the Porcupine Freedom Festival happened. We were here during Shire Fest and Somalia Fest that came before that. Those were first-time events this year. Hopefully they're going to continue next year. And then this is the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, which you can learn more about over at nhcannafest.com. And they did just start taking Bitcoin this year, which is super exciting. It was pretty last minute. We didn't get it rolling on their site probably until just a few weeks ago. So I don't know how many ticket sales there have been in Bitcoin, but I know there's at least been one, according to Rick Nye. And we'll talk to Rick when we get a chance. He's riding around here on golf carts trying to get everybody all settled in as the vendors are rolling up here as we're recording these segments, which we're doing things, again, a little differently this year than we did last year. I explained this earlier this week, but for anybody just tuning in, we cannot take your phone calls from this location because we're not doing the show live here at the Cannabis Freedom Festival. We did last year. We did do it live, and we've done it live, Free Talk Live. We've done this show from this campground for many years as a live show.
Yes.
And this summer we went to a recorded format, and the reason for that, there are a few of them. One, the live shows honestly are hard to do from this location because the phone line that we have to connect over. It's like an old technology of you've got basically a codec, as they call it, a transmitting and receiving device that encrypts audio or encodes audio and decodes it. That just doesn't work real well over a ancient phone line that is in this old campground that's been here forever.
Plus, we were also up in, they called it the media room, but it was a room that's kind of tucked away. And
it's away from the action.
If we were to do the show live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, then we would have to find people, hey, come by at 7:15 because we want to have you on for a segment. And then if somebody was late or didn't show, then all right, well,
we got to reorder everybody or try to work them in. And it was such a hassle to do the show that way. Plus, unless everybody's here to see us, which they're not, they're here to see the great bands that are at the Cannabis Freedom Festival. Unless everybody's here to see us, they're not going to come find us unless they're huge fans of Free Talk Live. They're not going to hunt us out. Whereas right now, we're here outside. We're on one of the main rows for the vendor areas. Everybody at this festival at some point is going to walk by this booth, most likely.
Right.
And, they're going to at least have the opportunity to hear us because we've got the PA system going on here, even though I forgot to turn it on right now. But we will have the PA system going on, which will attract attention.
And when we see somebody interesting that we want to talk to, we can ask, hey, you got 10, 15 minutes? All right, have a seat. Here's a microphone. Let's do this.
So we can instantly interview somebody. We don't have to have them come back. We don't have to deal with scheduling issues. Like, there really isn't any reason to do a live show from this location except for it's live. But we're actually recording this live as well. So, technically, we're live here, and a lot of our stations air the show and delay broadcast anyway. And it was always awkward doing Free Talk Live, which is normally an open phones discussion, where we'll take calls from anybody, and having a guest and, interviewing the guest and then making the next guest wait while we took a call from Sarah or Ralph or one of the,
Sarah, who doesn't even listen to the show and wants to talk about traffic in Albuquerque.
One of the regulars that calls the show all the time. It just, it was what Free Talk Live is supposed to be generally, but we're not doing what we're supposed to be generally when we're on location like this. We're doing a special episodes of the show that are much more interview focused. We almost never do interviews when we're back in our regular studio.
Right.
So you're going to be hearing a different kind of flavor to the show. I think we had a lot of fun earlier this summer when we tried this out for the first time at the Somalia Fest.
Because again, it gives us kind of some flexibility.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right, let's go ahead and, we'll keep you on for a third segment. Oh, conversation's really good. We'll keep you on the full hour and just keep recording. And, it's still Friday, but we've already got half of Saturday's show recorded because everybody's just been that interested.
Yeah, and it gives us the opportunity, just from a, fun part, because this is a working vacation. We're here to do the show. We're here to do Liberty Outreach. But also, if we don't have to be live, then that gives us the evening hours to kind of take it easy. So it's fun for everybody, and everybody who's here is going to get to stop by if you're a fan of the show. Whereas last year it was like VIP only. That was the other problem. Last year the upstairs area was only for VIPs. Now we're here. We're in the campground with everybody else.
And because there were really cool bands on during the time we were live, the VIPs weren't coming up to watch the show. They were listening to the bands and getting drunk.
So here we are, and it is the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, nhcannafest.com. You can learn more about it there. Lots of content coming up throughout the weekend. We're going to be here all the way through on Sunday, and unlike a lot of camping festivals in the past at this location, the fun doesn't end Sunday in the morning. This, the schedule is going to be throughout the day Sunday. Last year, it went all the way into the evening on Sunday. So plenty of bands, plenty of time to get up here still and join us. Now, let's get back into the discussion we were having about some political successes. Cannabis reform is happening in a big way. We've had legalization of barbecue grills, legalization of firecrackers to be specific, but also one of the big victories that I think a lot of people would point to is, of course, the gun freedom that has increased in New Hampshire after
the so-called constitutional carry of as long as you're not prohibited from owning a firearm,
like a felon,
or
someone convicted of domestic abuse. You know, there are a few things other than felons. But as long as you are not prohibited from possessing a firearm, you can open carry or conceal carry without government papers.
Right. And that is something that you know, self-defense advocates have been working on for a long time here. New Hampshire had always been in like the top five states as far as gun freedom and, you know, weapons freedom is concerned. But it still had this problem where there was still the concealed carry restriction. And worse, they had this restriction that said that the police chief could decide who's a suitable person.
Correct.
To
So a lot of people would say, oh, well, New Hampshire was already a shall issue, so where's the problem? And the problem, as you mentioned, was that suitable person language.
Right.
To where the police chief basically got to decide whether or not you were suitable. Derek J. Freeman, former co-host and star of Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, was deemed not suitable because of some of his political activism.
Yeah, basically, he was literally told that it was because he wasn't in favor of the police.
Right.
Is the reason why. And he even took that to the Supreme Court, and he lost.
Right.
So, finally, this whole unsuitable thing got overturned. That is no longer part of the language. So, you can still get the permit if you want.
Right.
And they're supposed to actually issue it now without excuse.
Right. And the permit is, I believe, also good for one additional year. I think it's 5 years instead of four.
Gotcha. So that's a big, big, big win. So, more gun freedom in New Hampshire. That puts New Hampshire in the top tier of all the states,
right.
Vermont, Alaska, New Hampshire.
And there are some people that, and Arizona's also up
Arizona,
there,
yeah.
But there are some people that they want the concealed carry permit because they might travel outside of New Hampshire. And if you don't have a permit and you go outside of the state, then, well, there's no reciprocity.
Although not all states have reciprocity with New Hampshire, as
correct.
I understand it, because New Hampshire is so easy to get a permit. Some of the other states are like, well, we can't just give you reciprocity because we got all these restrictions, blah, blah, blah. So that's another big win. Let's see, what else? I'm sure there's some other ones that we're overlooking. You came up with an exhaustive list that you posted over at Liberty
Lobby.
Right,
and the list that I came up with wasn't even what I would consider to be an exhaustive list.
Okay.
It was a, here's the ones that I consider to be the most notable.
I see.
David Crawford, who lives in Keene, he's called into the show several times. He had mentioned on the Free Keene article where I reposted and linked over to the longer post at libertylobby.info, there was something about the grip height of motorcycles.
Huh.
To where apparently that was removed.
Nice.
To where it used to be, nope, the handlebars can't be more than, you know, so high over
so
something.
Bikers are even more free now in New Hampshire.
Very cool.
Of course, New Hampshire's known as a place where you don't have to wear a helmet if you're a biker as well. And, of course, no seatbelt. These are long-time, you know, New Hampshire things that make it special and make it unique. Insurance not required. Anyway, if you want to learn more about why New Hampshire's the destination for freedom, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. We're going to continue. More coming up from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Fest.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.